Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Your from Hoosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. And this time around, reaching out to Denise Graves, a University Relations Director on MEDC Entrepreneurship and Innovation Team. Denise, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat.
Hello, Jeff. It's great to chat with you today. Thank you.
Well, tremendous. And MEDC's Entrepreneurship and Innovation Team, actually, I'll let you do a brief snapshot of what that encompasses for the Michigan business community.
Sure. So the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Team at the MEDC supports a pot of money, if you will, funding from the Michigan Strategic Fund to support high-tech, high-growth companies across the state of Michigan. And you can think of it in three key areas. So we have very early university projects, which I oversee. Then we also support service providers. So if you think of the SBDC, BBC Entrepreneurial Services, our Smart Zones. And then the third component would be early-stage funding. So when you think of the First Capital Fund, the Pre-Seed Fund, those types of programs all focus on very early-stage, you know, as I mentioned, high-tech, high-growth companies.
Excellent. And a headline came across our desk, and we said, well, I guess we should find out more about it. Understand that Ferris State University researcher has received national and statewide recognition. So can you start to go in on that story?
Sure. You know, it's very exciting, especially for myself being a Ferris alum. And, you know, in my work with all the universities across the state, it's exciting when we can, you know, kind of see something come to light through some of our funding. And, you know, we see a lot of work, a lot of great work, if you will, at some U of M and MSU and Wayne State, and even Michigan Tech and sometimes Western. But it's especially rewarding and exciting when one of the more regional teaching institutions gets some traction on the research that they have done. And, you know, it's a passion of mine over the years. I've been at the MEDC for about 9 years, and I've been working on university programs for about 8 of those 9 years. And a lot of the programs we were able to support on a statewide level with all institutes of higher learning a few years ago, and it was a passion of mine to be able to highlight and to support some of the researchers at the smaller institutions that don't normally do research and tech transfer as a business unit. You know, these are teaching institutions and primarily focused on educating our students. So it's particularly exciting when, you know, Ferris came along and Dr. Eric Nybo had an opportunity to work on and commercialize some of his research. And there was, it's kind of a community effort, if you will. So Tom was part of a roundtable discussion that we had through our Tech Transfer Talent Network, which is another program that supports mentors and residents and postdocs within the universities that want to work on commercialization projects. And so MSU had reached out and offered some support services. And so Tom was able to kind of get some help from them and enough data to go to Ferris, get some matching funds, support Dr. Nybo's work through the Advanced Grant, the University Early Stage Proof of Concept program that we support through our university programs. And so he was able to get a lot of help, not only from the funding, but key help from mentoring and, you know, grabbing some commercialization strategies around it so he could have a better understanding on what he needed to do to commercialize his research. And so from there, you know, it's been a couple of years now because it just takes a long time for these types of things to, you know, to percolate, if you will. So he just recently, within the last couple of months, received some funding for this platform technology from NIH and NSF, two federal programs that support research in these areas. So we couldn't be more excited for Dr. Nybo, the team at Ferris, and it helps to spur a couple of other faculty members at Ferris who applied to that same program and just recently got funding to work on their research as well.
Perfect. And before I go on to some more of the specifics regarding those grants, can you speak briefly about how Ferris State University is making waves in the research field?
Sure. So just by virtue of the fact that Ferris is, you know, primarily a teaching institution, like a lot of the institutions across the state, and when you have a teaching institution, for them to be able to get grant funding for research and research in this area, not coursework or, you know, research-related student projects, but this is pure research for commercialization of, you know, Dr. Nyberg's technology. So I think that in of itself, and I think you'll hear from Tom Dowling when you speak with him at Ferris, who kind of heads up this type of work along with his duties as assistant dean at the College of Pharmacy, that this is kind of a first for Ferris. And so we're very proud and very excited for that.
Excellent. And as Dr. Eric Nybo's grant awards from the National Institute of Health were over $385,000 and from the National Science Foundation topping $407,000, at the same time, as you have your position with MEDC, I'd love to know how organizations like yourself are helping to foster research and startup growth at FSU.
Sure. So it's primarily through all of the programs that we support through the MEDC Entrepreneurship and Innovation Initiative, you know, and funding support from the legislature and through the Michigan Strategic Fund. So we have programs, you know, as I mentioned, we have the Advanced Early Stage Proof of Concept Fund, we have the Mentor Network, and then we have a statewide innovation hub program called MTRAC, the Michigan Translational Research and Commercialization Program. And the key to those programs and how they're helping institutions like Ferris is to provide matching funds and mentoring. So each institution that submits a proposal has to come with matching funds. The proposals get scored and, you know, reviewed and scored, and determination of funding is made. And then they have about 12 months to work on their commercial milestones. And during that 12-month period, you know, they're doing their research, they're applying commercial milestones that they have included in their proposal, and they're getting matched up with mentors who have commercial backgrounds to kind of help them understand, you know, the voice of the customer, understand who their end customer is, understand the pricing and how to bring it out into the commercial market. Does it make sense to do a startup or a license? So we wrap all of this around a technology to, you know, give it the best possible chance of getting out into the commercial market. So it's funding and mentorship.
Well, perfect. Well, Denise, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Once again, Denise Graves is University Relations Director on MEDC's Entrepreneurship and Innovation Team, and she's been discussing how a Ferris State University researcher has received national and statewide recognition. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.